It's Friday, November 16th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Pastor Huang of Guangzhou Bible Reformed Church in China has been fasting and praying inside a police station for 5 days after being detained this week for, quote, disrupting public services, end quote. The Worldview spoke to Gina Goh of International Christian Concern about how the Chinese government is trying to suppress Christianity.
It's very interesting because activities and belief, they are together. How can you separate them? So that almost means that they are asking you, okay, you are free to believe whatever, but please just have it in your brain. Do not do any activities, attend services, because then you have a problem. The other choice is for you, of course, to join the three self-churches, the sanctioned church. But most house churches, they don't want that because they don't want to control church. They don't want to control sermon. That's why they continue to face this push from the government.
Goh also shared what keeps these Chinese Christians going.
It comes down to faith because they know that what awaits them could be imprisonment, harassment, torture, separation from their families for years, but they are ready to sacrifice for their faith, and they feel like with God on their side, they don't really have to fear, and they also want to be a good testimony to other Christians who are experiencing the same thing.
Hebrews 11:37 reminds us, they were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. Thousands of evangelical Christians in Bulgaria have protested a new proposed law to restrict religious freedom in the country, which could lead to the closing of churches and seminaries, reports Evangelical Focus. A letter from the Bulgarian Evangelical Alliance stated that the law, quote, erroneously and unfairly claims political authority over religious life, end quote. The Trump administration is considering the cancellation of $100 million in medical research contracts that involve using the remains of babies murdered in the womb. The Department of Health and Human Services is holding sessions with scientists, pro-life groups, and ethicists on the issue, reports Politico.com. The 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals is considering whether Christian private schools should be banned from offering prayers over the loudspeakers before games that are part of state-run championships. The issue began in 2015 when the Florida High School Athletic Association prohibited Cambridge Christian School in Florida and the University Christian School from offering a public prayer before a championship game. A coalition of 32 faith-based organizations joined the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission of the Southern Baptist Convention this week, calling on Congress to repeal part of the new tax code that requires historically tax-exempt organizations like churches to file tax returns on certain benefits, reports the Christian Post. In a letter to Congress, the coalition argues that churches and nonprofits will lose around $1.7 billion over the next decade with the new tax. The midterm elections set a record for voter turnout this year, reports the BBC. Across the U.S., 49.2% of the voting-age public cast ballots, while the average over the last few decades has been about 40%. The last time voter turnout topped 50% for a midterm election was back in 1914. Pastor Antonio Ruckamore of Powerhouse International Ministries in Chicago, Illinois, drew attention recently after reproving a male church member who attended a Sunday evening service dressed as a woman after being warned against such action. A video of the encounter has been viewed over 900,000 times as of yesterday. 2 Timothy 4:2 says, "Preach the word. Be prepared in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine." California's campfire has taken the lives of 59 people, with 130 people missing. The campfire is the state's most deadly and destructive fire on record. And the Woosley Fire in Southern California has destroyed 500 structures around Malibu, causing 3 deaths. Pastor Doug Crowder of Magalia Pines Baptist Church in California is thanking God for keeping him, along with 30 residents and 4 church members, alive through the recent wildfires. Despite being surrounded by fires, Crowder told the Baptist Press how God preserved their church building unscathed as they took refuge inside. God said in Isaiah 43, verse 2, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you." And that's the worldview in 5 minutes. On this Friday, November 16th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.